So welcome everyone. Very lovely to be and to be together. Without knowing what we are, without any personal stories about ourselves, without the past meeting freshly. This mysterious experience of being aware, in this moment, there is no time. But it is in this timeless moment that we meet each other as one. There is a simplicity and a certain innocence, and one could say a purity to meeting each other as oneself. Knowing without knowing. A knowingness which does not rely on the mind, which does not rely on the past, which does not rely on memory. Because that which is real is not in time. It is not a mind narrative, not a recollection. So for the duration of this meeting, we invite ourselves to be this formless space of awareness. Because the light of awareness is shining, it is shining this moment. I know I am, and I know I am aware. Everything else is a coloring of this knowingness, a coloring of this awareness. Various thoughts appear in awareness. It is awareness taking on the form of a particular thought. Or a bodily sensation may appear. It is awareness taking on the form of a sensation from itself to itself. The dance of Shiva. The ripples on the surface of the pond. The reality of all forms, all thoughts and memories and perceptions and sensations is this formless I awareness. The formless aspect, the non-phenomenal aspect. Awakening to this formless reality is nothing else but this formless reality unveiling itself. There is no personal doer or a personal knower or a personal knowingness. Because a person is an appearance on the screen of consciousness. The person appears as images and thoughts, memories, bodily sensations, beliefs. Appears and disappears. Whatever appears, disappears. It is a time event, a mind event. But the reality of an event is not within the event. It is the formless awareness of formless consciousness. Like in your night dreams, you overlook that you are dreaming. So you believe yourself in the night dream to be a character in the dream, a personal character, overlooking that you are the dreamer of this character. And the dreamer of all events in your dream. The dreamer of the mountains, the hills, the rivers and the oceans. But you are in fact the creator and perceiver simultaneously. You awaken from your night dream, and in a flash you realize that you are that which is real and not the character that you imagined yourself to be in your dream. Similarly, here in the waking state, we are not the character which we dream ourselves to be, which we imagine or believe ourselves to be. And it is in this waking dream that we are awakening from the belief and the feeling to be a limited personal self. That you are not the form which you perceive. That you are not the beliefs, you are not defined by the beliefs that you hold about your true nature. You are the perceiver of those beliefs, you are the beholder of these beliefs. But these beliefs are so transparent, so elusive, except that we hold on to them, hold on to our identity, to our beliefs about ourself, our stories and narratives about family, our tribe, our culture, our personhood. But as we can hold on to this identity, to these beliefs, we can also let them go. In this moment, not to be somebody, not to be a character, a historical form, not to be an object in time and space, because you are the beholder of time and space, not its subject. So you can turn your attention inwardly to the source, the So you can go through the veils of identification. As if behind the veils, in a way. To the formless realm of awareness, which is borderless, edgeless, free from any identity. And in that freedom, you are nothing and everything. Nobody and everybody. Beyond the impression of birth and death, beyond the me patterns, the sense of limitation, free from any grasping. So the light of awareness can shine, unveiled by any beliefs in personhood, free from limitations. Consciousness recognizing itself directly without any need to shine onto any form, without creation. And the freedom to create, because freedom is absolute. What a wonder to be aware and to perceive form, to perceive a thought, perceive the world. What is that? What is it? The mind thinks it knows, but it doesn't know. It is just an object, a form, a vibration in the field. Knowingness belongs to the field and not to the vibration which we refer to as mind. What is the essence? Of anything you perceive, what is its reality? How can you answer that question? Can you answer it with the mind? The mind of language, the mind which is conditioned, the mind which belongs to the herd. Can that question be answered via the past? Can it be answered in time? Because we are not interested in a narrative, in a dissertation about reality. Because the mind is the mind of dissertations. Do we need to go outside of ourselves in order to answer these questions? Do we need to go to our teachers, our parents, our culture, with all their beliefs? We've already inherited the beliefs of our culture. Long ago, has it led us to causeless peace and happiness? Or has it led us to more and more pursuits, resistance and seeking, a sense of lack and fear? It is said that we are that which we seek. We are the peace, the love, and the freedom that we seek. What is the meaning of these words? Experientially, what is the hidden secret? we are interested. And this interest is very beautiful. It's our interest. My interest. So if you have any questions, you're welcome to raise your hand.